From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. College leaders gathered on Friday for the first Student Safety Forum. KUER's Rocio Hernandez reports one of the topics they focused on was growing mental health needs.
Data from the American College Health Association shows that nationwide and in Utah, more and more college students are feeling overwhelmed, anxious, depressed, and lonely. Alexis Palmer is the Dean of Students at Utah Valley University. In a breakout panel, she said her institution is worried about one group, which is not using its mental health services.
So our students who identify male are using the services. That's not where our concern is. And so right now, it's our students who identify as female.
Palmer says UVU is still exploring why women aren't seeking help at the same rate as their male peers. As it works to answer that question, UVU will launch an awareness campaign directed toward its female students. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
Every year at the end of January, community agencies across the United States try to count the number of homeless people in their areas. In Washington County, there's one agency bringing what it says is an unusual approach. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox reports.
Switchpoint Community Resource Center opened in St. George in 2014 to provide services for the homeless community in Washington County. The agency immediately took part in the area's point-in-time count. That's a reporting program from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development designed to create year-over-year snapshots of homelessness across the country. Switchpoint decided to try an expanded strategy. In addition to counting people in the streets, they also opened a three-day wellness fair and let the community come to them.
It's a matter of being able to better assess the needs of our community, and if we can get them in and offer those critical services.
Director of Development Linda Stay says the fair's offerings range from family health, dental, and podiatry care to haircuts, flu shots, and housing signups. The goal is to get the most accurate picture possible of people in Washington County who need their services. David Fox, KUER News.
Two students at a Utah military academy have died of influenza. Weber Morgan Health Department officials say an epidemiologist confirmed the unidentified students tested positive for different strains of flu. A GoFundMe page indicates an eighth grader at the military academy came down with flu and pneumonia on January 17th and was feeling better until he was hospitalized with breathing difficulties on Friday and died later that day. A Good Samaritan gave the life-saving drug naloxone to a man experiencing an opioid overdose in Salt Lake City on Friday. It happened just as Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson stopped at the scene. She says this firsthand experience gives her new perspective on drug issues.
We have got to continue to find methods to get people to carry naloxone. And I will be now carrying it in my car. I don't know why I wasn't.
More than 450 Utahns died from opioid overdose in 2017, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Naloxone rescue kits are available for free from all Salt Lake County libraries. Park City got a glimpse into the personal life of a local legend. On Friday, KUER's John Reed reports that the eccentric developer Ira Sachs is profiled in a documentary that premiered at the Slam Dance Film Festival. That runs alongside Sundance this week.
Film about a father who was made by Ira's daughter, Lynn Sachs. She says she wanted to explore the mysteries of her dad, who first moved to Park City nearly 40 years ago. In the 90s, he could be found making deals on his giant cell phone while skiing, or collecting coats for public schools in the winter. But in the film, he's unable to connect privately and has a problem with monogamy.
He was so supportive of me as an independent, career-oriented person. Yet the women around him, I felt like he encouraged a dependency.
Ira's had many girlfriends and has 9 children with 6 different women. Lynn says she had to reckon with that. And in the Me Too era, her film offers another perspective on powerful men and the women in their lives. It also shows Ira's conflict as a nature lover and developer, almost a metaphor for Park City itself.
That's a contradiction of a place like Park City when people say, oh, I love the mountains, but I need a 7-bedroom house that has heating in every single room.
Lynn says the town has its own weird character, and despite the changes it's seen, its history and her father are still part of what make it unique. John Reed, KUER News.
Demonstrators in St. George rallied in support of the Equal Rights Amendment over the weekend to encourage Utah lawmakers to pass that, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex. The Virginia General Assembly voted to ratify the ERA earlier this month, pretty much ensuring it would be the final state needed to change the Constitution. But the amendment's future is unclear, since that vote came decades after the ratification deadlines had expired. I'm Diane Maggio Pinto, KUER News.